8:04 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us in studio right now, the guy that started it all, MMA fighting professionally here in the state of Maryland. He is John Rollo. What's up, John?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
I can't believe my eyes. Shogun Fights 23. Where's the time gone, man?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, right? Like, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day about it, and I was like, when we first got this started, I didn't know, would it work? I was hoping to get four shows or five shows.
Right.
I was hoping then to do it for a few years, and I mean, thank, you know, Baltimore and the DMV for their support, and, you know, here we are 10 years later, and it's Shogun Fights 23.
Yeah, now you're at a point where, John, you can't take it away. It's now a staple in the community. It's now something that people expect.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. You know, that's why we only have done two a year here, because I believe that it kind of makes it an event, and it's something people look forward to. They know every six mm-hmm. months that they can go have a good time, and some people always tell me it's kind of like a big reunion because
right.
you almost see all these people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
But, so far, it's been great, been very fortunate, and, hopefully we can do 10 more years.
How do you decide the sites, the locations, and tell us about some of the places you've been outside of Baltimore?
Yeah, last couple years, we've done the MGM National Harbor also, mm-hmm. Which July we actually sold their venue out.
Wow.
We did do Hard Rock down in Fort Lauderdale as well. That went well. We did over 2,000 people when
nice.
We did the show down there. We're always talking to venues. I don't want to – can't saturate this market, you know, just because I always believed, like, everybody goes, man, they do so well, why don't you do more? Well, if I did four a year, five a year, people would go, well, I'll go to this one, or I'll go to that one. And because of the size of the venue, of the arena especially, I need big sales, you know what I mean, to pay the bills there. So, Frank and his staff are great. They've always, I mean, they really... They become my staff when I have
right.
a show there. It's almost like family down there. I mean, I know everybody. They're all amazing. I mean, when I go down and walk through the place, the guys that work there, the maintenance guys, the security guy, you know, everybody knows me. They all say hi. So it's really cool, especially, you know, growing up here, and
yep.
I'm old enough to know it as the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's to me, you know, I was a little kid going to Clipper games and
yep.
skipjack games.
Blast, yeah.
And
you
Frank
know
Remish
I mean?
Was there then.
Yeah, he was an electrician.
That's
so
right.
Here's a guy that was an electrician and made his way to being the GM of the building.
Amazing
yeah,
story for
yeah.
him.
And
yes.
he has love for that place because
he
of
does.
That. He
absolutely.
Was there. His dad, you know, worked there. So, yeah, man, he's really... I mean, it's amazing what he does with the property because
it
it's always a top earner in its class, you know, despite the fact that the building's as old as it is.
Right. He's dealing with a lot of obstacles, and he has succeeded.
Yeah, he's the man. I love Frank Remish here with John Rollo. John, we're going to get to this card in a minute, but this thing is picking up momentum to where now before you were asking fighters to come, and now you're turning fighters down because you don't have enough room for them.
No, for sure. We definitely – I get a lot of people – that want to come and fight for us because of the show and the exposure that they get. Also, it's always been my goal to have a vehicle where fighters from this area are able to fight for us and then jump up to like UFC
right.
and things of that sort. So, and you know, that stuff's been going on. I mean, we were talking off the air about Tucker Lutz. You know, he was offered to do contender series over
mm-hmm.
the summer, had a back injury, but if he's able to beat Trevor Thompson this weekend, Tucker's defending his lightweight belt. It's 155. If he wins, I believe this summer, you know, if he's not in the UFC itself, he'll be on the contender series. We got Sadiq Yusuf who fought for us. I mean, he's undefeated in the UFC since he's been there. He's like 3-4-0.
Wow.
Carl Roberson, who's fought for us, I think he's like 3-1 in the UFC. Dan Ige, he's like 3-1 or 4-1 that fought for us, and now he's there in the UFC. So now we've been here 10 years, and it takes like that much time really to develop the talent to be able to get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Because the MMA scene is so new here, you know, it takes time to develop these guys to get them to the level they're at. So now it's cool to start to see, you know, the UFC starting to talk, you know, more frequently to the fighters that are here. And I think that'll be another thing that'll help attract guys, because they're going to know that, you know, they have an opportunity to go to the UFC.
Here with John Rollo talking Shogun Fights 23 this weekend, Saturday, 6:30 start at Royal Farms Arena. John, I've watched lots of fights with you even before Shogun started. Yep. And what people don't realize is you came into this with a relationship with guys from UFC.
I mean,
what was it, Matt Serra?
Was
in your family room. Yeah. I remember watching a fight where someone was calling him out.
Right.
And I think didn't he have the belt right in his lap?
Yeah.
I remember that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was. So we were at the Broom Factory at Ground Control. Matt was in town doing a seminar with us, and he brought his belt so the guys could take pictures with it.
And we're sitting in John's family room watching this UFC fight, Jerry, and the fight, Matt, there's another Matt. Matt, they called him out after the fight.
Man, I don't.
Said, I'm coming to get you.
I wonder.
I can't remember who it was, but he called.
Yeah,
it's
been a while, brother.
He called him
out.
And
it's early in the morning.
And Rob Matt has a tendency to do that. I always said, rule number one in radio, never ask someone on the air with you a question they don't have the answer
to. And I'm watching Matt there rub his belt saying, you're not getting this one. So you had a relationship with these guys already.
Yeah, well, Matt, as a lot of people already know, I trained under Henzo Gracie. I'm a black belt. Matt's also a black belt there. So Matt was one of the first guys I met when we started training there. I know tons of those guys, Cowboy Cerrone's a friend. He's been in for how many Shoguns?
Yes.
At least three or four of them. This weekend, Anthony Smith is coming in. He's the number two or three light heavyweight in the UFC. You know, he's coming off a victory over Gustafson. My relationship with Joe Rogan's not a bad thing. That always helps. I mean, it helps for the show and it helps for the school. I have people come in and fill out their, the waivers at Ground Control, and we always ask, how'd you hear about us? And I mean, I bet you it's fairly frequently that people have put JRE or, Joe Rogan Experience, because Joe, if Baltimore comes up or something, he's normally would shout me out on the podcast.
And by the way, it was Matt Hughes.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt Hughes. That's right. Who it was. Matt
Sarah that was a good. Yeah, that was a good fight too.
It was.
At Vegas when they rematched
UFC. That was 2009.
Right, 10 years ago.
Wow,
it was a while ago, man.
Unreal. Now, give us some of the feature cards. You talked to us about the main event, which I'm telling you this, folks, it's going to be great fights. But the Tucker Lutz, Trevor Thompson fight is worth the price of admission by itself.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Then we have Rob Whatley fighting Jerome Featherstone. Hands of stone, Featherstone. Jerome has knocked out a couple people in the cage already. He had a fight that ended in a no contest down at MGM with Micah Terrell. It was a very good fight. Micah had won the first round pretty handily. Jerome, I thought, was in control of the second round, and then an inadvertent eye poke kind of stopped it.
Yep.
Jerome has decided to drop weight, so he wants to go down to 55, which I believe if he's going to the next level, that's the weight class he should be at. Rob Whatley, as recent as a year or two ago, he was the number one prospect at 155 in the country. He was the LFA champion. He was our champion. LFA is an organization that one of the matchmakers from the UFC, he doesn't own it any longer. His wife does. But, they pick a lot of talent from there. And Rob went there, and they brought him in really to lose to their champ. And Rob went over there and beat him. So, Rob is he's an eccentric guy. He's a gifted athlete. He's been out for about a year and a half. He asked if he could fight at 160 because he was cutting back down to 55. Jerome asked me also, could he fight at a catchweight, because he didn't want to have to drop from 70 to 55 all at once. He's inching his way down, which I think is the proper way to do it. So it's going to be a good one right there, because if Jerome can beat a guy like Rob, he puts himself on the map for the bigger shows. And if Rob comes in and beats Jerome, now he's putting himself back, at the top of that list to go to, a show like the UFC. And, everybody always likes to see the big guys. Big Ryan McGowan,
yes.
He's fighting Mike Jones. Ryan is 5-3 in the cage. Mike is 6-3 in the cage. You're gonna have two, 320-pound men going at it, both big and athletic. So it should be a good one. And we do have another heavyweight bout, which we're gonna open the night with a heavyweight bout, and it's A.T. McCowan and Tefan. It's Nchukwe. I hope I pronounced his name properly. I've heard, I haven't seen Tafon fight, but I've heard a lot of good things. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I put them first because I wanted to kind of night. I'm hoping to start it with a bang.
Right. Heavyweight fight. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, and, you know, these guys agreed to meet at 225, which makes it a heavyweight fight. And Tafon could fight at 205 or heavyweight. AT asked if he could have 225. So Tafon agreed to fight him there. But that's one that I'm looking forward to. Jeff Glossner. Who is Jeff fighting off the top of my head? He's fighting Jason Tapaldo. So it's two new guys that are coming into the cage. Jason's coming out of a school in Frederick, Bauerhaus, which is where Terry Bartholomew's from. Terry was our 35-pound champion, so it's a good, legit gym. And Jeff Glossner is coming out of Conquest and Hotbox MMA. And Jeff is coming from Team Alpha Male, so he's a guy that was locally from here, moved to California, has been out there for several years, part of the, Uriah Faber's Team Alpha Male, and now he's back home in Baltimore. So, again, like, I'm excited to get these new guys on. Like, Sean Susser is another guy. They call him the Filipino Flash. He's a ground control guy, solid wrestling, solid hands, jiu-jitsu-wise. Like, his kid's very aggressive. You know, he trains high pace, so I'm excited to see him fight because guys fight the way they train, you know.
How do you get tickets for this one?
Ticketmaster, obviously, is an easy way. If you know any of the fighters, the guys all make a piece of their ticket sales. So if you do know the fighters and you can grab the tickets from them, you know, that's another way to do it. You can go to shogunfights.com. The card's out there, and obviously it links you to the Ticketmaster site. So any of those vehicles, and you can walk up the day of if you're able to.
And congratulations, you're newlywed.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. Yep. And August 20th was D-Day, so.
There he is, John Rollo. John, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
I'm looking forward to Saturday night.
Yes, sir, and Sunday night.
Absolutely, with the Ravens. Give me a prediction real quick.
Oh, well, you know, I'm bleeding purple, so I like the Ravens. After watching the way Cleveland ran through them, I'm hoping that we can use a little ball control, keep Lamar going. And I believe if Marquise plays, we're going to see a big play or two because Belichick's going to want to take away our strength. And unless, you know, we can get over the top, you know, then it could be a long night. So hopefully Marquise shows up and makes a big play for us.
You're the man.